Chapter 5 Make a Wish. Queen Mab teleports them to the Connemara Lakes. Oliver and Amelia look around, and all they can see now is green grass, rocks, and mountains in the distance.
You can be quite resourceful. That poor, defenceless fairy you captured was easy to catch, but I bet you can't find a leprechaun.
Flipping heck! They are nasty little men.
Yes, they are quick, tricky, and hard to find.
And you have little time left.
Queen Mab disappears. Leprechauns have a terrible reputation. The legend says they grant 3 wishes to the person who captures them. So they live in tunnels underground where you can't see them, and where they hide all their gold coins. Catching one is almost impossible.
Millie, we can't do this alone. We need some help.
Grandad Wolver can help us.
Good idea. I'll be back with him.
Oliver teleports to his grandparents' home and comes back with his granddad. Wolver is a werewolf, so he's an excellent tracker and he knows how to find a leprechaun.
You are in a bit of a pickle, aren't you guys?
Grandad, I'm so happy to see you. And yes, we really need your help.
Aha, but I can't interfere with Queen Mab's decision. Here's what you need to trick leprechauns. They like shamrocks, gold coins, and they love box ties.
Aren't you going to hunt them for us?
Oh, no. This is your challenge, not mine. Good luck.
The twins leave the shamrock, the gold coin, and the box ties on the ground, and they go and hide behind big rocks. The trick works. A few minutes later, they see the tip of a hat and a little green man appears. The leprechaun approaches carefully and looks around. But quick as a flash, Oliver teleports next to him and grabs him.
Aha! I've got you! I've got a leprechaun! Look, Grandad! Look! Oh, I wish Grandma Winterra could see that too!
Wish granted!
No! No way! That is not my first wish!
Too late! You said I wish!
With a sneer, the leprechaun snaps his fingers and they all disappear.